Many teenagers can't wait until they're 16 so they can finally get a driver's license. But in Peachtree City, a more important milestone might be the year before, because at age 15, the city's teenagers are allowed to drive golf carts. The motorized vehicles are so popular among teens there that the local high school has more parking spaces for golf carts than it does for cars. WABE's Stephanie Stokes paid a visit for this Atlanta Sound.
It can take some courage to exit the McIntosh High School parking lot just after the bell rings. Even after 3 years on her golf cart, senior Amelia Traylor isn't always up for it.
I hang out with my friends in the drum room for the traffic to clear because it's terrifying.
Picture several hundred golf carts with teenagers in the driver's seats headed all in the direction of a single exit.
It's kind of just a major flurry of activity. Everyone is scrambling to get out as fast as they can. So it's constantly start and stop, start and stop. It's really insane.
Only in Peachtree City. The Planned Communities Winding Trail Network makes it possible to get just about anywhere by golf cart. And so it's become a primary mode of transit for teens too young to drive cars. A sophomore, Jack Bruschetti, points me to the canvas-colored golf cart he's been taking to school since February. It's slightly personalized.
We got new rims and new tires on it, made it a little bit higher.
But what he likes about it is the speed.
My golf cart goes 25 miles per hour. For not street-legal golf carts, that's fast.
We step inside the golf cart and Bruschetti shows me how to drive it.
It's just like a car. You put the key in and you know it's going in reverse when the really annoying buzzer comes on.
Seems like you guys need seatbelts, no?
If the driver is good.
Though that's kind of a problem. Not all the student drivers are.
Yeah, one day I was hit, twice in a row by the same golf cart.
What do you do in that situation?
I don't know, I just kind of glare at them.
The golf carts are pretty sturdy, kind of like bumper cars. And a McIntosh senior, John Hamlin, tells me to think of it this way.
If you get into an accident with a car, it's a lot more insurance, danger, and stuff like that. Whereas if you get into a golf cart accident, it's not nearly as dangerous and there's less damage. This is kind of like an in-between where you can learn to drive a little bit and work your way up to your license.
As for Hamlin, he actually is old enough to drive a car now. But with the family's burnt orange golf cart at his disposal, he's not really in a hurry.
It's just an easy way to get around without having to take the bus and be able to be independent that way.
I walk over to a group of girls hanging out on their golf carts.
Can I talk to you guys about your golf carts?
Sure. Well, yeah.
The one who yelled sure, she's sophomore Cassie Barnett, and there's a reason she's so excited. The bright green golf cart she's sitting in is brand new.
I got it as a birthday present. Which is pretty awesome. It's like a $5,000 golf cart, so.
Apparently, her parents said she could take it to school as long as she didn't mess it up. But I want to know, does she feel proud behind the wheel of a new golf cart?
Yes. I don't know if it's bad to say that, but like.
Like, I'll be walking to my golf cart, and I'll just like, I'll ask my friends, I'll be like, hey, let's play Find Cassie's golf cart. And they can easily pick it out because it's like shiny and bright green and nobody else's here is like crazy bright green.
Kind of reminds me of how the teens I grew up with talked about their cars. But not all are that enthusiastic about their golf cart's appearance. Amelia Traylor, the senior who is terrified of the after-school traffic, admits she's put her family's blue golf cart to pretty good use.
It loses screws all the time, the mirror falls off, the little thing that controls whether it goes in forward or reverse, the cord broke.
Anyway, it's more about what the golf cart gives her. Independence, yes, and something else.
Driving a golf cart with the cover down, you get this blast of wind in your face, like blowing your hair back, and you have music. And when you're going up and down the hills, it kind of feels like a roller coaster. It's like one of my favorite feelings.
But Traylor says this feeling of freedom has its limits, namely the Peachtree City limits. That is about as far as the golf cart trails go. For WABE, I'm Stephanie Stokes.
You can submit your idea for the series online at wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.